Pat, how are you today?
Great. Good morning, Tony.
Well, the stock markets were sailing along, rocking and rolling, even in these trying economic times. And then we have all this stress and strain in the Middle East. That causes gas prices to jump sharply yesterday. That causes the stock markets to take a little bit of a nosedive. But lo and behold, gold and silver are just going through the roof.
They are, and they're doing just what I've been telling people would be happening now. There's been a decades-long shortage of gold and silver supplies, and it's coming closer to the point where it's just not possible for U.S. government's trading partners to keep shorting the market and not get get away with it.
So, what is going to happen in the short term and the long term? And you're speaking of, Pat, that people have pieces of paper that say they own a certain amount of gold and a certain amount of silver, yet there aren't the physical gold and silver out there for everyone who owns it.
That's correct. The COMEX in New York has just over 102 million ounces of silver and has over 700 million ounces of contractual liabilities to deliver physical silver. It is normal to be quite short because most owners of contracts don't want delivery, but the coverage is much less than the historical average. And we saw in November and December last year a market squeeze when a higher than average number of maturing contracts were held for delivery on the December silver contract, and the price of silver went up 30% in November and December. It looks like the same event is going to happen again with the March contract. The day of first notice comes up later this week, and an extremely large number of contracts have not been closed out, which means theoretically they have to be delivered by the end of March. I wouldn't be surprised to see the price of silver go up 30% between now and the end of March.
So what does that mean, Pat?
Means that, silver is right about $33 an ounce now, so you could be looking at $43 an ounce by the end of March.
What are the ramifications with the fact that the U.S. dollar is weak and that we have these challenges with gold and silver, especially silver? What happens if the dollar falls more and people cash in and want their precious metals?
Well, there's not enough precious metals available, either gold or silver, at current price levels. The dollar is going to continue to drop in value. It's down some already this year compared to the end of the year, and gold and silver are going to keep rising. The price of gold is effectively a report card on the U.S. economy, the U.S. government, and the value of the U.S. dollar. And quantitative easing, which is another term for inflation of the money supply, is coming home to roost. A lot of food prices have been taking off in the last few months, and it's becoming so obvious the government can't even hide it by pretending to exclude energy and food costs from their inflation statistics.
When we talk, Pat, and our conversations go back over a year now, you talk about the concern that you had for the value of the dollar and the possibility that our dollar might be absorbed, might be put to an end, and there might be more of a world currency. What's your thoughts on that topic at this point in time?
There's more developing plans all the time to replace the U.S. dollar as, in effect, the world's reserve currency. There's almost certainly going to be some place in the international financial structure for a U.S. dollar, but the less important a position it has, the more the U.S. government is going to have to pay off the trillions of U.S. dollars that are outside the borders. They're going to have to buy them back.
And, Pat, before I let you go, there was an investigation because there was a thought that there was some companies that were trying to corner the market on precious metals, if you will.
Oh, there's always investigations like that. The market is so small compared to decades past that it's easier to do. In the 1920s, the value of gold and gold mining stocks accounted for about 30% of all financial wealth in the world, and now it's less than 1%. So as part of the international financial situation, gold and silver are not that important right now.
Well, they could be, and I'm just surprised that this story isn't reported more in the media, especially than national media. Why is this such a big secret, Pat?
Well, a lot of the parties that are manipulating the prices of gold and silver are trading partners of the United States government, acting to support the value of the dollar by holding down gold and silver prices. It would defeat their attempt if it became public knowledge that's what they were doing.
Pat Heller is a precious metals expert here on 1320 WILS. Pat, for people who want more information and want to read more about this topic, I know that you author at several different websites, and for a local magazine, why don't you go ahead and plug those?
Okay. I write a monthly newsletter for my company that is posted at www.libertycoinservice.com. At the same website, I also have links to several other places where I have I write columns on a weekly or twice weekly basis.
All right, Pat, enjoy your day. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you, Tony.